Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, the Easter Bunny showed up at the White House for the annual egg roll on Monday. President Biden promptly introduced him as the Oyster Bunny, creating confusion on both land and sea. President Rutherford B. Hayes began the bunny tradition way back in 1878. Nobody really knows why, but I suspect old Rutherford did it to annoy his wife, Lucy. I could be wrong. Anyway, Joe Biden loves the Easter Bunny because, you may remember, the giant rabbit saved him by steering the president away from a reporter asking questions about Afghanistan, where Easter bunnies are routinely beheaded. That was in 2022. Also, the egg roll put something on Biden's daily schedule, which is usually blank. Naps don't count as events. If they did, Joe Biden would be the busiest president ever. Now, rumor has it the Easter Bunny was a bit miffed that the president didn't bother to call the family of murdered NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, even though Biden was in Gotham during his wake. The Dillers got the Laken Riley treatment. Ignore the grieving family. If that sounds too harsh, I'm not sorry. Joe Biden continues to be a detached, incompetent chief executive. And no Easter Bunny on earth is going to change that. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.